Today from the Ohio Newsroom, mapping orphan wells.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. For the first time, scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey have mapped where orphaned oil and gas wells pose the biggest threats to drinking water in America. And they found aquifers in Appalachia, including across parts of Ohio, are among the most at risk for contamination. Josh Woda is one of the study's authors. He's a hydrologist with the USGS New York Water Science Center. Hi.
How's it going?
So, Josh, let's start with the basics. What exactly is an orphan well, and how many are there in a state like Ohio?
An orphan well really has no responsible party that oversees the well. And oftentimes, these wells then fall on government entities, you know, the state, federal government, to oversee and take care of, which, you know, is why we're thinking about a lot of these in particular. In terms of the number, Ohio might have 20,000 documented orphan wells, but these are just the documented orphan wells. So it means there, you know, maybe more where we actually don't even know where the locations of these are.
How could these orphan wells potentially contaminate groundwater?
Orphan wells, like many other things that are drilled into the ground, may provide a connection to deeper formations, to relatively shallow aquifer systems, especially in a place like Ohio. It's part of the Appalachian Basin. As we get deeper into these formations, a lot of times they may become saltier. They might be high in, you know, potentially radiogenic species. And there's also, you know, oil and gas down there, which is what many of these wells were drilled for. And there's this potential to connect these deeper formations with these shallower formations that many of us get water from. So,
okay. And so are there any factors that make some wells more likely to leak than others?
That would probably depend on where you are in the country, you know, who the oil and gas operator may have been at the time. But we did think about a number of factors in this study that could be largely looked at to think about this. We looked at things just based on the number of orphan oil and gas wells in different aquifer systems. We thought about the age of the wells, you know, with this kind of thinking that older wells might have more potential well integrity issues. We thought about where in the country there may be large coal seams. If an orphan well was drilled through an underground coal mine that's since collapsed, you know, there might be some concerns there.
Okay. And so you analyzed those factors, right, and then mapped out where the riskiest orphan wells are. Tell us what you found about that. Where are they?
We did find a couple areas of the country that stood out in a number of different ways. The Appalachian Basin, which includes Ohio, stood out in that a few of the aquifers had really a large number of these well integrity factors, a pretty high water consumption as well. We found that the Gulf Coast, there's a lot of orphan wells in wetlands or open water, which, you know, some implications for potentially risk-prone ecosystems. And California and a couple other aquifers with really high water usage stood out. Relatively small systems with orphan wells in areas where there's a lot of groundwater withdrawal, which has some interesting implications as well.
So coming back to Ohio and Appalachia, why are there so many orphan wells at risk of contamination here?
There's been a long history of oil and gas drilling in the Appalachian Basin, and especially in certain parts of Ohio. With earlier drilling, you know, there was just not as much regulation, not as much record keeping, which had some implications for the number of wells that were drilled and, you know, how many may have gone to this orphan status.
Well, how can this research be used to make sure that our drinking water stays safe?
It's not ultimately up to us to decide how this research is used, but ideally if it can just provide some more information as to where more focused studies might be of interest when thinking about orphan wells and possible water contamination, those might be some use cases for people interested in thinking about this a little bit more.
Josh Woda with the U.S. Geological Survey, thank you.
Yeah, great talking.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.